This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Oh, man! Did you hear about that? Some tech news that already happened? We've gotten our first review of an Intel discrete graphics card, woo-hoo, thanks to YouTuber ETA Prime getting his hands on a pre-built system from CyberPower with the Intel GG1, bro. GG. Yeah, we had seen reviews of the SDV version of the card, but that was only distributed to software developers, while this is the consumer model. And, unsurprisingly, the DG1 is not a great gaming card. It's only about 30% faster than Intel CPUs with integrated Z graphics. But the DG1 is great at power efficiency, meaning more powerful variants of Intel's GPUs could be pretty impressive.
Imagine if you can buy it, though.
That's the most mind-blowing possibility. Indeed, a leak from somewhat reliable tipster Tum Apisak on Twitter indicates that Intel's higher power DG2 could compete with an RX 6700 XT and an RTX 3070. Intel has said they're down to use AMD's Fidelity FX Super Resolution feature, so maybe that could boost performance even more in the 7 mid-tier games it's rumored to support at launch. Look, I'm trying to find any little piece of GPU hope I can in these times, okay? I believe we'll return to that time when every infant sleeps with their very own GPU in the crib.
Don't need a blanket.
It's pokey. Builds character. Speaking of GPUs, NVIDIA apparently launched the RTX 3070 Ti last week, but no one seems to have seen it anywhere. At first, it seemed like on launch day, stock sold out quickly, everywhere, as expected. Darn bots and scalpers probably got everything before anyone else had a chance, but many bots and scalpers say they weren't even able to get cards. An operator of one prominent service called Fix It, Fix It, Fix It, that checks stock every 10 seconds, claims the card never even showed up as available to buy. NVIDIA hasn't commented on what the heck happened, but the evidence is certainly making it look like this was a paper launch. And every GPU launch is basically a paper launch already. Now you know what I'd like is a paper lunch bag. I'm quite hungry. James, do you have any food in your pockets? And Team Group has waited long enough and will finally be launching some of the first consumer-grade DDR5 desktop memory modules later this month, with availability at major retailers like Amazon and Newegg. You can grab 32 gigabytes worth of the future for only $399. Oh, it's probably worth it.
Team Group!
Now, you might say, that's weird. Consumers don't have anything to plug those puppies into right now, because the first consumer motherboards to support DDR5 will be Intel's 600 series models, reportedly coming this fall. But those RTX 3070 Ti scalpers didn't get anything, so it's only fair we give them a bit of a head start for these. You know, keep it. We live in a society. Wait! If I'm Riley, who's that?
Team Poop.
Team Poop. Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Storyblocks and their massive library of stock footage, images, audio, and After Effects templates. You and me, we're storytellers. And Storyblocks can help us bring our stories to life without sacrificing our time, budget, or resources. We need those things! Storyblocks has affordable subscriptions with unlimited video and audio downloads, and they've even got an in-browser video editor so you can make quick changes on the fly. We use it on TechLinked almost every episode because there's over 1 million different stock assets, and if we had to film a Bitcoin every time we mentioned cryptocurrency, Elon Musk would tweet again by the time the video goes up and everything would be ruined! Save the planet. Check out Storyblocks today at storyblocks.com/techlinked. I'm pretty sure you're gonna want to see these quick bits. Amazon has followed Apple and Google's lead and reduced the 30% cut it takes from the Amazon App Store. It's a thing. What is it? A Kindles? For developers earning less than $1 million annually. The reduced cut is 20%, while Google and Apple's is 15%, but developers will also get 10% to use as credit for Amazon Web Services. And I don't know about you, but I always appreciate a gift card.
Who doesn't like a good Amazon gift card?
Well, no, it's for cloud services. Canon's Chinese subsidiary has added AI-powered cameras, you'll like this, James, that will only let workers enter rooms or book meetings if they're smiling. It's a great way to ensure your workers are happy, because if someone's smiling, that means they are happy. Wow! If you're not happy, maybe that's because you haven't gotten the new Tamagotchi smartwatch yet. That's right. For the 25th anniversary of the digital pets, Bandai is making a limited-run wrist-mounted version that you can only buy by entering a lottery between now and July 2nd. I know there's nothing that makes me smile more than checking the time and seeing a mass of pixels representing animal poop. It's cuter than the real thing.
Team poop!
Wow, we're going all over the place here. China has successfully launched its first crewed mission to the country's Tianhe, I'm saying that wrong, space station.
What was crewed about it?
They were swearing the whole time. The crew docked hours after the launch and will be spending the next few months preparing for the next 11 launches that will bring the space station to full functionality in 2022. Jeez, China, you're fast. Can the West just have a moment to think about the fact that we won't be number one anymore? And Grand Theft Auto Online may be shutting down on PS3 and Xbox 360, but console players could try playing Grand Theft Auto, a simulation of the game generated entirely by a neural network called GameGAN. The simulation doesn't involve any actual game code, it's just generated by the network after it was trained on images of GTA 5. So playing it is kind of like being in, like, a robot's dream. Dang, that's poetic, dude. Watch out, though, it will try to inception you. Oh no, the dream is collapsing, because this episode is over! Come back on Monday for more tech news, and we'll go even deeper.
But smile, you're not allowed in!
Oh, that was a reference to the...